Blog Talk Radio.
Won't it do? Won't it do? Won't it willy, willy, won't it? Won't it do? Won't it do? Won't it do? Won't it willy, willy, won't it? Won't it do?
Do it.
This is my season.
To do what?
To reap what I
I need somebody to prophesy with your body language and say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You gotta say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed for grace, for favor. This is my season. Come on, y'all. Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.
God bless you. God bless you on this Wednesday morning. I know that many of you understand that this is your season for greatness. This is your season for your blessing. This is your season for your harvest. How do you know that? Because you have a pressure. You have pressure. You may be in something right now causing different change to happening in your life. Amen. When it's not your season, you don't have no, what can I say? You don't have no motivation or anything to cause you to move to the next place within you. You don't have nothing to press you and then to help you. Amen. When it's plant season, trying to grow or trying to produce, it has things around them, the elements, the earth, that begin to line up with them and it causes a production or cause it to produce. Amen. Because it is their season. Other than that, it will sit there. Just look at this, like watermelons. Amen. It has a season where during the summertime, that's the season where it really produces a great quality. But before that summertime comes, you'll see the vine just come with vine until that season comes. And I'm here to tell some of you this morning that you're probably looking at your life, you're looking at your situation, your circumstances, and you're trying to say, when God, when God, when God. Well, I'm here to tell you that your season is right around the corner, but you got to hold out. As long as you keep holding out, my God Almighty, you're going to begin to reap. You're going to begin to harvest in your season. But you got to hold out and keep pressing and keep going through. I bless God for all of you this morning, those that is listening in. Amen. We thank God for our kids. They on their way going to school. They on their way, my God Almighty. And we pray for them and keep a covering around them. So now, parents, now we want you to begin to allow this broadcast to be your pick-me-up. Let us begin to be your spiritual family to where we helping covering and helping lead your children. It's an old saying, it takes a village to help govern, to help to nourish, you know, a family. It takes a village. So we want to be that part of that village in your life of where we can help govern and help nourish. So make sure as y'all getting ready, turn us on, put us on the internet. We just want to bless your soul, give you something for you go out, position minds and different things right, because this is going to be the greatest year for your children. This is going to be the greatest year. They're going to begin to, my God Almighty, execute the education that they are getting, and they're going to begin to stay focused. Amen. I bless God for our international listeners, Australia, Germany, Norway. We thank God for you, my God, our brothers and sisters in South Africa. We thank God for you as well. We embrace you. We thank God for each and every one of you. Germany, we thank God for you. France is always a blessing. Our brothers and sisters in the United Kingdom, you know we love you. You've been with us for a long time. We thank God for each and every one of you right here in the United States of America, California, Nevada. We thank God for you as well. Denver, we thank God, Massachusetts. Fisher, Michigan. You always in our hearts. Amen. Texas, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina. Amen. New York. We thank God for you. I don't know if I mentioned California, but we thank God for them. Pennsylvania, we see you. We thank God for you as well. And it's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to have our brothers and sisters. And right there in our back door with Florida, we thank God for our brothers and sisters in Florida. We thank God for you as well, because it is always a blessing for you all to come and commune with us. I don't know about you, but I want you to go ahead and begin to turn up the temperature in your life. We cannot get enough of prayer. We cannot get enough of worship. And we just got to turn it up. Amen. And we just give God the glory. We give God the praise. Because guess what? My God, things in your life is turning around. How do I know that? Because God is releasing new information in your life, giving you an eye-opener, giving your spirit an awakening. God does not waste time. He does not give. My God, you must sit in the word. Don't give which that is holy unto the dogs. Don't cast different things unto the swine. In other words, don't waste valuable information or valuable things to individual is not going to begin to chariots or processes. Amen. So I know that everyone that is tuning in this morning, your life is already changing, because God is releasing new things that is going to be Brother Jackson, God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Temple, this morning. First of all, I have to give God the honor who's the head of my life in the name of Jesus. Father God, this morning, God, we come to your humbleness. We know how, God, coming into the throne of thanksgiving, God, no matter, we're not looking at the negative things, God, but we're looking at the things of what you're doing. We thank you, God, this morning for life, health, and strength. We thank you, God, because you took care of all last night and up to this point of day, God. We thank you, God, for opening our eyes once more, breathing down on us, giving us life in the name of Jesus, because we realize, God, somebody didn't awake this morning, God. So that's enough to the vote, God, to just give you the glory and thanks for this blessed day in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up every...
Okay,
we give honor and give honor to you, Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Pastor Smith. And I give honor to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith this morning. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We come not complaining, God, but we give you thanksgiving this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for keeping our minds stayed on you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for continually holding our footsteps in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, even for what you're doing right now, God. Ego Boshe, God. We thank you for constantly saving, God. We thank you for constantly delivering, God. We thank you for breakthroughs this morning, God. Ego Boshe, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. God, you continue to hold our hand and lead us, Ego Boshe, and the way we need to be going in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for that mind, being that mind regulator for us, God. Because we realize, God, somebody's mind is gone this morning. They don't even know if they're in the world today. So that's enough to just say thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for our eyes that we can see, God, our ears that we can hear, God. We thank you for your mouthpiece, God. So when we open it up, God, use our mouthpiece to however you want to use it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God, that you continue to let us stay fast in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for our trials and our tribulations, God. Sometimes they might not feel good, but you know what's best for us, God. They only come to make us strong, God. We thank you, God, for letting us stand for something, and something is you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for putting it, for letting us put you first in our life, no matter what comes and no matter what goes, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We say hallelujah anyhow, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the kids that's going back to school today. Constantly conceal them and protect them, God, on the way to school and to the school room, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. Thank you, God of Oshay, God, for constantly healing him, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask you this morning, touch him from the head of his coat, the crown of his head, to the sole of his feet, him and his wife, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for keeping them covered, God, their home covered, in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. We ask that you reach out for every sick vessel that it is, God. Oh, God, we thank you for healing them, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your healing power, God. We thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning for everything that you have done for us and still doing for us, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for loving us, God, in spite of our flaws, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. The reason we know how to love, we go, oh, shall not, because you first loved us, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for stirring our spirit up, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the Lord, God. Keep us going forth, God, even not looking back, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you this morning for the change, God. The Igobo say sometimes changes don't feel good, but it's all good for us. Igobo say that in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning. We lift every man, male figure up this morning, God. We pray, God, that you come in mighty, that you have sent it, God. Oh, save, deliver, and set free, God, and change the way of thinking, God. Change the heart, he go by, send that. We ask that you break, he go about, send that about. Break it up in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We pray, God, that you lift up every woman, he go about, say that it is this morning, God. We pray, God, that you turn our life around, God. Save her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, up under the blood of Jesus this morning, God. Make it a woman that she needs to be in you, God. A woman that answered her heart, that admit herself to you. A woman that lay down before you and pray and worship, he cobochet you. In the mighty name of Jesus, he got up, send it, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. A woman that will stay behind the veil of Oshay, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We can't help but to thank you, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Continue to let us keep Kobosha have a praise upon our lips at all time, God. No matter what come, no matter what go, let us continue to praise you, God. Because we owe you all the honor and the glory to see Kobosha this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you to be Kobosha. Continue to care for our elderly ones, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Kobosha has natural and the spiritual. Lift up the answer, God. We lift up every mother in the church, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, the women's of wisdom, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you pour wisdom out to the young one, even the oldest one, and pray, God, that they'll take heed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, this is the last in evil days, God. Yes, it is, it's packing up time. People gonna leave it out like fire. Oh, God, let us continue to get our soul right. Pour into us, God. Watch us in your blood constantly, God. Everything is not like you, God. Burn it out in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Even our way of thinking this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Let us have clean minds, God. Pure minds, God. Pure hearts in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We lift up your name this morning. Your name is Jesus, oh God. We thank you this morning. I pray, God, this day, God, that somebody begin to call on your name. Call on your name. If something break, call on your name, Habosha. They deliver, Habosha. I know, God, we thank you this morning, God. We ask that you touch every sinner man that it is, Habosha. save, God, deliver and set the captive free. God. Let them feel how, free them still, how, let them feel how the world shake, God. How your peace, God, deal in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So they can begin just to praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We lift up our kids this morning, God, from the youngest to the oldest, God. I pray, God, this morning they will shake, God. Oh, save them and deliver them and set them free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for filling them even as nasty, I pray, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let us begin to forget about ourselves, God, and begin to focus on someone that is, someone is unfortunate that we are, God. Someone that needs somebody to love and to care for, to nurture in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you, God. I pray, God, this morning that you give people traveling mercy, God. Two and four, going and working, coming back in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue to keep our minds stayed on you, God. We thank you, Lord, about you, God. Then when we lay down, God, we can rest in your peace, God. Yes, you, God, about you. With a pure mind in Jesus' name. God, we thank you this morning.
Okay.
We pray, God, to touch every internet this morning, every laptop, God, about hundreds of about you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Let something begin to happen, God. Let somebody's ears begin to pop, and they can hear your voice this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, about you. Oh, how we thank you this morning, God. Realize, God, that it needs to be a change in our lives. The change is you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask this morning, God, that you break every chain. Yes, you are the change breaker this morning. Edible shake, God, this morning. He called about Sunday. We thank you this morning. It ain't come up about Sunday. Oh, God, we pray, God, continue to let us love like never before, God. No matter what the situation may be, God, let us continue to love like never before, God. That real Lord, yes, and that real Lord, yes, she called about Shay. Oh, God, let us continue to love our elders, she called about Shay. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God. Have your mighty way, God. That's the only way it can be, God. If you have your way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. It's not about I, it's not about nobody, it's about you, Jesus, she called about Shay. Begin to the boy, begin to just speak, God, this morning to the actor about Eve. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Hoko Boshede. So let us not turn back. Don't let us throw the towel in, God. But continue to let us march on, God. Continue to stretch us like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, Boshede, let us know, God, that you are the only God that will bow down before us. Let us know, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, don't worry about anything. If we trust in you, God, in Boshede, you're going to make a way out of no way for it. You always have, Obo Shanna. You said you never leave us, not forsake us, God. And we believe just that in the name of Jesus, God. So when we go out, Obo Shanna, God, let us spread your word around. Let us spread your name. Let us spread your love to you, Obo Shanna. In the mighty name of Jesus, you go to my side. Oh, God, let it be that. Let us tell our testimony what God have done for us, how he brought us out in the mighty name of Jesus. When we went through trials and tribulations, sometimes it was my head, but we got to realize, Lord, if Jesus carried his cross, we have to carry our heart. We realize things are going to get heavy. Oh, God, but we know one thing. Just remember, he said he'll be with you, man. He'll never leave you. How about shining, God? So that's enough for you to carry on. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for preparing food on somebody's table, God, this morning they don't have anything. We thank you for paying somebody's rent. How about that? Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, oh, shit, God. We thank you this morning for making a way out of no way for somebody. In the name of Jesus, God, I lift every battle woman. They go, oh, shit, up this morning to you, God. Oh, God, I plead the blood of Jesus over every battle woman right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, God, I pray, God, that you touch her heart and let her know the Kobo shot that she don't have to go through the kind of life. In the mighty name of Jesus, he called about shot. Because we realize love don't beat, love don't really come to the heart. Because Jesus is love, he's kind, and he's loving, he's kind of the book. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray, God, that you snatch it out. that situation right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, Oh, God, we give you all the glory and the praise in the name of the Father, the Most High, Son, and the Holy Ghost this morning. In Jesus' name, Lord, let your will be done in each and every one of our life this morning. In Jesus' name, I pray. Hallelujah.
Oh, somebody might as well go ahead and give God a praise right there. You might as well go ahead and give God a thank you. Because God has been so good. Well, my soul to just begin to just give God a praise and give God a thank you. But I'm telling you right now, I feel the Holy Ghost. And I feel that God is shifting many of you right now into that proper place, into that divine place with Him. You might as well go ahead and give God the praise. The praise. God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
thank
and give God thank you because you understand now from the beginning of the year to right now that my life is not going to be the same. I'm going to get ready to finish strong. Everything that God... Everything that God said before this year is out, I will see it manifested. I will see it come to pass. It's going to come to pass in your family. It's going to come to pass in your spouse. It's going to come to pass in your things that God said it will come to pass. And everything that, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Everything that the enemy don't lie to you about, my God Almighty, it's going to begin to possess its weight every lot. I hear the Holy Ghost says in this season that we've been to get ready to walk in, every lie that has been told on you, every lie that has been spoken against you, everything that has been spoken against you, and this is for everyone that did not fight, did not entertain. You just took the affliction. You just took the fiery dart. You just took the scratch. You took the wound for the namesake of the living God. I hear that everything that my God, that it was not of God that it began to release over your life. God said He's going to put some weights on it, and everything that got weights, they're going to become heavy, and they're going to finna get ready to come down. It's going to come down. You might as well be ready. I hear a prophecy this morning that Joyce has gone. You might as well get ready for people that is listening all over the world. You might as well get ready, because God said, I'm going to bring the light that I placed inside of you. You get ready. And God said, you're going to see, my God, I feel some prophecies this morning. God said, He said, then I told my people that I'm going to fight their battles. He said, now you're going to get ready to go into a season. You're going to see what I was doing behind the scenes. You're going to get ready to see what I was fighting for you behind the scenes. When you didn't think I was fighting, but I was fighting. When you didn't think I was in the midst of your stuff, I hear God said, I was in the midst. I feel the Holy Ghost, and I don't know who He's talking about this morning, but God, you're talking about me and my home. Listen, saints of God. God said, I told you that I'm a fight, and He said, for the ones that you stayed in prayer, you stayed in fasting, you stayed consecrating, you stayed before me, even though it got hot, even though the pressure began to squeeze on you, even though you were ready to give up, and God said, I told you that I'm going to fight for you. I've been fighting for you. I worked everything out, even though it wasn't to your understanding, even though it was past your understanding. And God said, you're going to get ready to go into a season. You're going to see this giant that I fought in your life is going to fall. You're going to see different things being revealed. You're going to see that I have not put you in a place where you can be ashamed or embarrassed, but I put you in a place and set you up for my glory to be revealed. And I need a vessel to use for I to be revealed in this earth in the lives of people. You might as well get ready. I gift of Holy Ghost is identified by God this morning and say, you know what, Lord, when I was in that season of test, I stood strong. I stood against the haters. I stood against the persecutors. I stood against the liars. I allowed you to be my rock and in my shield. I allowed you to be the mirror of the middle of the wheel. Is there anybody that's here this morning? Well, if you could testify me, you could say it. Well, I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, you've been getting ready to come into a season to where people want to come back and tell you, I apologize, I'm sorry. I got caught up into that. And God said, listen here now. God said, now don't go on putting your chest out. Don't go on with bigotry spirit. He said, I'm opening up an opportunity for you to plant seeds inside of people. I'm opening you up an opportunity for you to witness. We've been going to the greatest season of witnessing of harvest. I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. We've been going to the greatest season. Why? My God Almighty, for those that are lying on you, God said, I'm going to show them the truth. And when the truth, my God, come and set them free, they're going to come and apologize. And that's going to be your opportunity to show love. Because through love and guidance have I gone deep. I'm ready for a revival. We're getting ready to break out into the body of Christ. Are you ready? Are you ready? 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 Hallelujah. That everything that rose against you that wasn't of him, you're going to put weights on it, and now it's going to come to the ground. It's going to come to the ground. It will not have it rain for its season. It's over. Things that have been spoken against you, that season is over. Things that had weighed against you and lies, it is over. So God said, now I'm going to reveal the truth. And this is the danger part about it. Regardless if it's you or somebody else, the danger part about when God revealed the truth and revealed the truth. If you're with a hater, you're with a liar, my God Almighty, when God revealed it, he can reveal it in all kinds of ways. He can have the tables to turn on you. Then you can realize that, wait a minute, this individual is not. You got to begin to stay focused with God and keep walking with him. And when God revealed and people come and say, hey, I'm sorry, that ain't our time to beat them down. That's our time to pick them up.
Yes, Lord.
It's your time to pick them up. Pick them up and just say, hey, it's all good. God still loves you. That's how you're going to get your reward. Some of you finna get ready to get tested. Is your check going to be released to you? And it's going to be released to you through the character of God. And the best way God can show you that where you are is just allow a hater, allow an enemy to come into your life and just say, hey, I'm sorry. The same ones that caused, my God, you to, you and your heart, you and your spouse to break up. The same ones that caused you to cause relationships to be damaged. The same ones that caused you depression. The same ones that caused you to walk in rejection. The same one that causes you to cry night after night, night after night, night after night. What do you do when they come and say, you know what, I was wrong? Do you turn your back on them? Do you walk away? Or are you going to say, you know what, it's okay. Let's pick up our beds and let's walk. I'm telling you right now, you get ready for the release because it's going to be the biggest revival that's going to get ready to happen in the inner side of people. And I'm telling you right now, I'm so excited and so ready because that season is over. Many of you stay in the test. I hear God say, my God, I wasn't going this way this morning. Many of you sustain the test, and God say, because of you sustain the test, you endure for my namesake. You endure for my will. And God said, you're getting ready. You're going to get ready to receive the blessings that I have for you. For those that sustain, for those that stand, you're going to get ready to walk in a season where you're going to harvest, where you're going to get ready to see that I'm I was fighting your battle the whole time. All you was going through for a position. I was positioning you for getting ready for a time like this. For they can represent. You got to understand, saints of God. For people can believe that Christ is in you, you got to go through something. For they can believe and to understand that you saved and baptized, you got to go through some light on. You got to go through persecution. You got to go through being used. You got to go through being walked on. You got to go. You got to go through the love and the kindness that you have, and you describe it out. They take it and throw it right back in your face. But you still got to go through and stand with a smile on your face, because when that season is over, now you have a great chance to minister to somebody, witness to them, show the love of God. Now guess what? They ain't gonna resist or fighting you, because they know you are who you say you are. And it's only the trial gonna prove who you are. The fire gonna prove who you are. So you better get ready for your blessing. Get ready for your miracle. Get ready for what God has for you, because it is your time and your season. You ain't shed no tears to be shed them. God has for it is your time. That's why you got to go through. You got to go through. You got to push. Because God's glory needs to be revealed. God's glory. When Jesus came to Lazarus, and it was like, my God Almighty, Jesus said something profound. He said, now the glory of God is going to be revealed. But his glory was not revealed unless it was a trial come, unless it was the circumstances of, my God, God show up the best when circumstances, my God, is in your life. When things that is in your life that needs to cause a shift, God show up the best. He needs you, my God Almighty. Don't you look at this opposition. Don't you look at this thing as if it's, my God, impossible. When it looks like it's impossible for you, when it looks like it's going to take you out, when it looks like, my God, it got you, my God, one thing God says, this is where my glory can be revealed. This is where I can take a stand, because what is impossible, I'm going to make, my God, what is impossible, I'm going to make possible. So what I'm saying, Pastor, your help look like it's impossible. Your joy look like it's impossible. And God said, I'm going to make it possible. It's been a, my God, somebody need to yell in their house, wherever you are, and thank the living God that it is possible. It's possible for my life to turn around. It's possible for my finances to turn around. It's possible for my health to turn around. It's possible. I can walk in the mind healing. It is possible. It doesn't matter where I come from. It doesn't matter what I've been through. All that matters is I'm positioned with the Lord. And therefore, it is possible. Is it possible in your life? Is it possible? It is possible. It is possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is possible.
Yes, it is.
It is possible. It is possible. Many of you paid a price, and God said, get ready to reap your reward. You're going to go through a season of reaping, a season of harvesting. Why? Because the season of harvesting, this is the season where farmers and do all their work now, do all their work, because they want to beat winter, because they know when winter come in, all the outdoor work, my God Almighty, we're not going to be able to do and produce the certain crops that we need. So we begin to gather up. People that live in Alaska, live way up north, they begin to take advantage of good weather, take advantage of the season. Now God said, get ready to take advantage of the season that he's going to get ready to bring into your life. You don't went through the season to where you say, God, how long? Where you say, God, when? God, is my enemies going to take me out? God, this don't look right. God, I'm just tired and I'm sick and tired. You don't went through that season. And you don't went through that season, even though you were dragging a leg, even though you was crawling, even though you were stumbling, you still went through that season, because how do I know you have not gave up? You still in prayer, you still in worship, even though it was heavy, even though it was hard,
spirit was in that place to just say thank you. Some of you was on your sickbed. You still say thank you. Some of you didn't know where you're going to live. You still say thank you. And because you was in that season of just giving God a thank you, regardless you had to crawl along the way, regardless you had to stumble along the way, regardless at times you had to sit down, but you're still in the race. And I thank God what the word of God said, the ring thing given to the swift of the strong, but those that endure to the end. And it doesn't matter how I finish, but Lord, I finish. And I want to tell somebody this morning, it doesn't matter how you finish, but you don't finish. You finish. And because of you finish, my God Almighty, you get ready for your blessing. You get ready for God has for you. And I love this saying right here. I am stronger. I am wiser. I am better than what I used. Is it anybody this morning is stronger? Is it anybody this morning is wiser? Is it anybody this morning, my God Almighty? Because thank God I stood the test. I stood on your word. I stood on your prayers. Even though the afflictions were strong and mighty and it rocked me every now and then, but I stood. And because I stood, God said, melt up in the sand inside of you. Somebody, I just want to give God a praise this morning. Can we just praise Him? Just give Him a shout.
Yes.
Just give Him a glory. Just give Him a Shabbat. Just give Him a thank you.
Lord.
Just give
Him
what's due to Him. Just give Him that He did not leave us. He never forsake us. He never turned His back on us. Even though we had to go through the wilderness, go through the valley, He'll still survive. Somebody just need to say, God,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I just got to thank you, God. I thank you. I give you the glory. Those that did not throw in the towel, those that did not give up, those that stayed in a press, even though it got hard, even though it got shaky, you stayed in a press. You stayed connected. What God told you to stay connected. You stayed in prayer when God told you to stay in prayer. You stayed, you kept the faith, even though my God, it was looking shaky at times. You still stayed in the place, my God. So get ready, brothers and sisters. You're going to see the greatest revival that happened in the inside of you like never before, because God said, my God, because you stood, even though you was rocky at times, but because of you stood in that season that you just come out of, God said, get ready, because I got a blessing with your name on it that you in a divine alignment for. Your God Almighty, your suffering wasn't in vain. Your time of when you was going through wasn't in vain. Your sleepless night wasn't in vain. Y'all got to hear me this morning. Your tears shed wasn't in vain. God Almighty, it wasn't in vain. And God said, I'm going to show you what I was working on behind the scene. I'm going to show you what I was doing for you in your life, because it was not in vain, says the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah.
Oh God, thank you.
In vain.
Jesus.
My God Almighty. The race ain't given to the swift or the strong, but it's given to he that endured to the end. And
because
the end is not just pertaining to the end of your lifespan, but it's pertaining also to the end of one season to the next. The end of one trial to the next. The end of one journey to the next. Oh, y'all hear me. My God Almighty. End of one assignment to the next. My God. He that endures to the end. And you are endures. You are endures. My God, because of you endure, God going to show you now that he was fighting all the whole time behind the scene. But he just needed a vessel to be positioned to stand for his name's sake. And because of you saying, because of his namesake, you have some value. You become valid in the earth. My God, I want to say this from you, by the way, because I want to break in Pastor Smith to bring in a couple of some words. Amen. When Moses, the people of Israel, did not believe Moses, I have confidence in his leadership right at the beginning. Even though he said these things and done these things, they really wasn't strong in his way, his leadership, and his place. What made them become a believer inside, in Moses, in Aaron, when they crossed over the Red Sea? Because what should have killed them and what's supposed to kill them, my God Almighty, he watched the power of God operate through him, and because of the power of God operate through Moses, my God, the power of Pharaoh men inside of the Red Sea, my God, and killed them all. They celebrate and they believe, but it took that trial that Moses had to go through for, my God, to make him relevant in earth. It took that trial that Moses had to go through to make him relevant in somebody's life. It took that trial that Moses Moses went through to make him impact somebody else. Other than that, he was just another voice or another prophet or another individual. My God, it took that trial that you went through to make you relevant in this earth. It took that trial that you went through to make you impact in somebody's life. I feel, my God, I feel a Sunday morning praise right there. I felt a Sunday morning praise. It took what you went through to make you relevant right here in this earth. It took what you went through to make you relevant in somebody's life. But you had to go through, because God needs you relevant here in the earth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just give God the glory, Mother Jess, and I thank God for what he is doing. Saints of God, remember this season of what you're going through. Remember this season that we are coming into. We're getting ready to come out of a shift change, a season change. Amen. And ever before a season happens, regardless if I'm aware of it or not, God always releases a profound word to in the prophetic atmosphere and tell us what season that we're going to get ready to go into. What season to get ready, my God. It's, don't think it's strange. things because it's the summertime. We're in the season of hotness, and there was some heat turned up in your life. Don't think it wasn't strange because that was the season.
Yeah.
But now get ready. You're going to get ready to start bringing in your harvest into the storehouse. Mm-hmm. Get ready to start storing up the blessings that God has, because it's going to be an outpouring going to come into your life because you sustained the season. I just give God the praise. Amen, amen,
and
amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to bring on our very own Pastor Smith just to share a couple of words. God bless you, Pastor Smith.
God bless you, Pastor. Good morning,
amen.
Mother Jackson.
Amen.
Good morning, Pastor.
Well, given honor to Christ, who is the head of my life.
Amen.
I thank God for as many blessings and acts. You know, when God comes in and does something in your life that turns you around to be more of a mover and a shaker for Him.
Yes.
Amen.
We can only give Him the praise. We can only give Him the glory. We can only give Him the thanks.
Yes.
And you know, because He loves us so, that's God. That's God.
Amen.
So I thank God for all of the many blessings, all of the prayers that has gone forward. And I thank God, amen, that I'm here another day in the land of the living to give God the praise.
Amen.
I thank God for each and every one of you from my apostle, First Lady, on down.
Amen.
I tell you, it does take a community in the Lord to grow.
Yes, it
praise
does.
God.
Amen.
And because it takes that, it keeps that bond there.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
It does.
And not only does it keep that bond there, but it keeps us to the forefront.
Amen.
Of giving God the glory and the praise.
Yes, it does.
So I thank God for today. I thank God.
Amen.
So just keep me and my family, my wife, Pastor Elect Barbara Smith, in your prayers.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
On this morning. Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to say God bless you, ADM. Shout out to ADM. To all of the mothers, God bless you.
God bless
of the ministers, deacons, saints, friends. And you all have a God. Let's be in the Lord.
Amen. We thank God for Pastor Smith.
Amen.
You know what true love says? True love begin to call an individual. Don't say I love you. True love says, you know what, that is mine. That's my own. You begin to love individual as if of your own. That's true love. That's why the Bible says, you know, Christ, you tell people, you know, husband, love thy wife, that Christ loved the church. What Christ did for the church, he died for the church because he took the church on his own. And that's why I could truly say that Pastor Smith right there, that's our pastor. That's our pastor. That's his wife. That's our pastor. And we thank God. Amen. And that's what true love family does. When something going on with you and you can't sleep, we can't sleep. If it's something bothering you, it's bothering us. You know, if something, you know, you going through, we all going through together. That's true love, my God Almighty. And let's continue to express the true love to one another, and let's keep loving each other. And always remember this, you know, when you position in God, saints of God, what you going through, you going to glorify God. You just not going through because God said, I'm going to let you go through. It's a glorifying of God that God is allowing you to go through.
Amen.
And that is the blessing and a beauty of it, to glorify his holy name. Well, Pastor Amen. Smith, I thank God for you all. I thank God, Mother Jackson, our very own Mother Helen. She's going to be on tonight to break down some
Amen.
More words of wisdom. I'll send a shout-out to First Lady. We love you. We thank God for you as well.
Yes.
And let's continue to embrace and Amen. Love and love each other and understand when you go through, we all go through. That's just what love does. It just connects us
yeah.
all together. When you can't sleep, oh, we all can't sleep. Something
can't
just
sleep.
Wrong. We just can't sleep. Amen. Because
man,
of
amen.
Love. And we thank God for you all. I'm going to say these words off of Pastor Smith's notes. Don't forget the family prayer. Always have the
amen.
Family prayer in your heart. Amen. And until
yes.
this
amen.
Tonight, this afternoon at 7 p.m., forget my God. Really, just go and have some church for the rest of this year. Because the rest of this year, for nothing, finna be blessing for the rest of this hour. And don't forget, love somebody. But first, make sure you're loving God. God bless all of
amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen.